Premier Barry O'Farrell joins us this morning as well, of course, having set up a special commission of inquiry announced last Friday. Premier, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, Linda.
Premier, you heard Patricia there. She says that the terms of your inquiry are not wide enough. Will you consider widening them?
Well, I heard you push Mrs. Feenan to say that. Her comment, of course, was that initially she welcomed it. Secondly, she said that she'd prefer a national inquiry. But if I can just go to the Special Commission of Inquiry and go to the ABC Radio's continued claim that it's only into police. I watched again last night the replay of ABC News on Friday night, the 7:30 report. And as I said at my press conference, Linda, this inquiry will investigate Peter Fox's allegations. Allegations, firstly, of a suggested cover-up by New South Wales Police, with the investigation being taken away from him. And secondly, what he described as his personal experiences of the Catholic Church seeking to destroy evidence to cover up in this matter. Now, that's the issue that the Special Commission of Inquiry will look at. It's both a suggested police cover-up, it's also a suggested church cover-up. And we've appointed to the job one of the best Crown prosecutors in the state, Margaret Kinnean, a person who has a track record of getting to the bottom of pretty complicated matters, including criminal cases, including paedophile cases. So, Linda, I'm not quite sure what the ABC Radio agenda is, because ABC TV can get it right, but repeatedly, including AM on Saturday, continues to say that this inquiry will not tackle Catholic Church allegations of cover-up. It will.
Well, that will give a lot of our listeners and a lot of people who've been commenting over the members of the public who've been commenting over the weekend
Only if ABC reports it, Linda.
That will give them confidence. What we're reading is your original statement about police handling of abuse by the clergy.
Well, Linda,
the
ABC
Church.
Radio
Excuse
was
me,
at the press
and these
conference.
Matters.
ABC TV was at the press conference. TV got it right. ABC Radio all weekend has got it wrong.
Well, I think we're trying to put it straight, because a lot of people in the papers this morning are writing letters and saying that they are not confident that your terms of reference go wide enough. And indeed, that was the view of Peter Fox as well. He was concerned that that your terms of reference do not go wide enough, particularly on the issue of it being limited to the Maitland-Newcastle area. As Peter Fox says, he worries that while you focus on that, something else will be allowed to fester elsewhere in the state. Is that a concern you share?
Well, firstly, you know, Peter Fox is a respected police officer who's made serious allegations which are deserving of investigation. We've appointed a special commission of inquiry headed by an experienced investigator. This commission of inquiry, Linda, just so that your listeners understand this, has all the powers of a royal commission. Under the legislation passed by the former Labor government back in 1986, it is a royal commission by another name. So it will get to the bottom of this issue. But as I've said before, there are ongoing police investigations in New South Wales, ongoing police investigations that in recent times have led to further charges being laid against police. I read in today's paper that the DPP is currently considering charges against three senior priests in relation to cover-ups on these sorts of matters. And what I've said, and what I'll continue to say, is a broad-ranging inquiry that could trample or get in the way of those investigations will not provide the justice that those whose families have suffered or those who themselves have suffered so desperately seek.
Indeed, but obviously it is possible to do both things at once, carefully handled by someone like Margaret Kinnean, as you say. How deeply will you expect her to probe into the Catholic Church? You say...
I'm not going to tell a commission of inquiry who is independent, who has the powers of a royal commission, how to do the job. What I have is enormous confidence in Margaret Kinnean based on her track record working on behalf of the state to lock up people who deserve to spend time in jail. And there's no worse crime than these assaults upon children, which effectively robs them of their future. I admire Mrs. Feenan's not just her courage, but I can't bring myself to imagine what she and her family have gone through. And so I'm confident that this inquiry into the issues raised by Peter Fox will be properly investigated, that will tackle allegations of both police and church cover-ups, and we'll see where the cards fall, and depending on where the report gets to, there may well be other steps.
What about going beyond Maitland, Newcastle?
Well, these are Mr. Fox's allegations, aired on Late Line, related to a case that he was handling in relation to the Hunter region. We've got to deal with that issue. He deserves nothing less than that. given his experience and his efforts as Mrs. Feenan paid tribute in ensuring that people were brought to justice.
So if Margaret Kenneen discovers that the issues within the Catholic Church go beyond the Maitland-Hunter diocese, will she be able to broaden the inquiry?
Well, I'm not going to deal with hypotheticals, Lynn,
but a lot of people are making the point very clearly, Premier, that, and with the greatest of respect, you clearly are trying to deal with this, but a lot of people are making the point that priests were moved from diocese to diocese, from state to state.
And presumably, Linda, if in the course of her investigation into the case that Mr. Fox was handling, there's evidence of that, I presume she would follow that. But that's a matter for her. My point is, Linda, is if at the end of the day a report is produced into this matter that either confirms a police cover-up or a church cover-up, clearly there'll have to be some extra steps.
Will you support a national inquiry of some sort into this? Because that's the other call from many members of the public on the weekend, that this is a national issue, it needs to be dealt with nationally.
Well, as you said to Mrs. Feenan, that's a matter for the federal government to determine. I certainly understand the calls, including by Troy Grant on your program on Friday, by those who seek a national Royal Commission, because it's a matter of record, not just within church organisations, but other organisations, that people have been moved across borders in order to hush up allegations of child abuse.
And Cardinal Pell's comments on the weekend, do you believe that he is dealing sufficiently with this matter within the church?
Well, firstly, I think Cardinal Pell gets a bad rep because there's this assumption that because he's a cardinal, he controls the Catholic Church in Australia. He doesn't. He's the Archbishop of Sydney. Secondly, I've continued to urge the Catholic Church, which in July appointed Anthony Whitlam to review the way in which it handles paedophilia allegations, to ensure that the Whitlam report is, when it's completed, handed to police. Because the real problem, it seems to me, has been that too often these matters have been handled within the church. There's been no connection with police authorities, and as a result, there hasn't been action taken against individuals who should have been locked up. So that's the issue I have there. Look, Linda, I first became aware of this issue when Four Corners screened that program in June. I was on holidays. I came back from holidays, watched the program on iView, and immediately wrote to the police commissioner seeking some action because it was there were allegations made in that program, fresh allegations about people who were still alive. And as a result, we've seen Strike Force Glenroe put in place by the New South Wales Police. Action is being taken. Charges have been laid, and as I said in today's paper, it suggested other charges are now being considered. You know, we need to ensure that those operations, those efforts to bring people to justice, aren't muddied or aren't interfered with by broad-ranging inquiries. I think the Special Commission of Inquiry into Peter Fox's complaints and suggestions and allegations is appropriate, and I'm confident that Margaret Kenneen will get to the bottom of them.
And just finally, Premier, can you guarantee that there'll be no negative repercussions for Peter Fox for speaking out?
Well, absolutely, for two reasons. So one is, unlike former governments, I've said nothing except to respect a person who has dedicated his life, particularly in recent decades, to locking up people who have abused children. And secondly, of course, we have very stringent laws in New South Wales, which we're about to toughen, that ensure that those who blow the whistle aren't subject to adverse action.
Premier, good of you to join us. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Linda.